Saskatoon. The City of Saskatoon has announced the installation of two new ChargePoint Level 2 dual-port electric vehicle charging stations. Located in the parking lots at Lakewood and Lawson Civic Centers, these stations are now open to the public. Motorists can avail themselves of these charging stations at absolutely no cost while visiting the civic centers or shopping at nearby businesses. This initiative is part of the city's efforts to reduce barriers and encourage individuals to switch from gas-powered vehicles to electric ones. Climate strategy and data manager Amber Weckworth emphasized the significance of these public charging stations, stating they serve as a pilot project to shape plans for EV charging infrastructure. Additionally, the knowledge gained from this initiative will be shared with Saskatoon's business community, potentially inspiring them to invest in their own EV infrastructure. While electric vehicles alone cannot solve the climate change challenge, they undoubtedly contribute to lower greenhouse gas emissions and improved air quality, explained Weckworth. According to PlugShare, a service that assists EV drivers in locating and exchanging information about charging stations, Saskatoon currently boasts over 30 charging stations. Furthermore, the Saskatchewan Government Insurance, SGI, reports a noticeable surge in EV ownership within the city. In 2016, there were 41 registered battery and plug-in hybrid EVs. However, as of 2022, this number has soared to 661, comprising 431 battery EVs and 230 plug-in hybrid EVs. The adoption of electric vehicles across Canada is predicted to continue its upward trajectory. A recent survey conducted by KPMG revealed that 71% of Canadians would consider purchasing an EV for their next vehicle, and 49% are more inclined to make the switch today compared to 2021. The City of Saskatoon's Low Emissions Community Plan outlines various measures, including electrifying private vehicles. The plan sets a milestone target of 30% of all new vehicle sales being EVs by 2030, with an ambitious goal of 90% by 2050. If successful, this strategy could lead to a significant reduction of approximately 2,756,000 tons of CO2 emissions.